Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram at TheIt'sPossibleGuy. And today's episode 175, and it's entitled, The Illusion of Emotional Security. You know, it's really interesting. I was talking to somebody, and they mentioned how they'd stayed with somebody because of the perceived emotional security. Or they might even just said the emotional security. Well, the thing that I learned from that is emotional security is an illusion. You know, especially as single people, guys. Like, do you really want to base your emotional security on what anybody thinks of you? Now, there's no judgment. I mean, we all do this. We all base our emotional security on sometimes what our parents think of us, what a person in a relationship thinks of us. I mean, there's so many things that we can, you know, base that on. But none of it's lasting. I mean, if your emotional security is based on having a person to be with you in a relationship, that's not emotional security, because the second they spin out of control, your life's going to spin out of control. I mean, so what's the answer? The answer is to develop your own emotional security. Your own emotional security that no matter what happens in your life, you're going to be okay. You're going to be fine. You know, so many people, they look around and they wait around thinking that when only they have their person in their life, then they're going to be emotionally secure. You know, an example I've used before is, you know, they create this space in their life for a relationship, and then they plug it with the first thing that comes along. It could be a plastic tree for all they know. Because they don't want the vulnerability of having that open space in their life. I love having that open space in my life. Are there times that we all wish that, you know, we did have a wonderful family and kids and a spouse? Absolutely. But knowing that all of that will happen when it happens, I know so many of you out there want a relationship, and I know you want it very, very badly. I know many of you out there have been hurt in the past by somebody. The only person that you can almost guarantee is never going to hurt you is you. And yeah, you're going to have plenty of crazy leprechaun thinking in your head. That's just part of the game, guys. That's part of the gig. So what is it that you can do to have true emotional security? I think part of it is just becoming indifferent to how people feel about you. Now, I'm not at that level yet. If somebody gives me a compliment or says something really nice about something I've done, which is also a compliment, then yeah, I get excited. I feel good. I feel happy. And if somebody says something negative to me, yeah, I'm not going to love it. But it stings a lot less than it used to. You know, when I first started doing different videos and different programs and such, I remember some of the comments that people said, and they were pretty cruel. And now some of those things I just kind of laugh off. You know, some of the things that were said back then were, oh, you know, they'd kind of tag their friend in a video that I post. I'm like, dude, you really need this, but it was done in a joking manner. Where does your emotional security come from? And you might be thinking, Joseph, I don't have emotional security. You know, there's that quote that says, idleness is the devil's playground. You know, I shared with you guys last week how I have so many different things I'm working on. And as much as I loved to record these podcasts in real time, meaning a few days before they're released, I realize with my schedule, I can't exactly do that. So you're just going to have to hear where I'm at on that journey probably next week. But when I care so much more about the things that I want to do and the things that Heavenly Father is also guiding and directing me to do, I'm pretty happy. I'm not worried about emotional security. I'm not worried about that stuff. Like, I'm just happy. I keep thinking of stories to relate, and then I'm like, oh, wait, I just literally told that on the last podcast that I recorded, like, you know, a half hour ago. So in the past, I looked for somebody else to fill what I thought was a hole inside of me. What I'm seeing now, even that hole was an illusion. That hole was me saying, I'm not going to be good enough unless I'm in a relationship. Unless I've got this amazing friend that cares about me and loves me and all these wonderful things. Unless I've got that large group of friends that really care about and love me. What do I see now? I have to love myself before I do any of that. Because I can't control the other stuff. But I do find the more that I enjoy hanging out with myself, the happier I am. I mean, I've got so, as I shared last week, I've got so many different goals I'm working on. I don't have time right now to sit and whine and worry about all the things in my life that aren't happening. I think there's something healthy about that. Because once again, emotional security is an illusion. Like we, you know, the crazy leprechaun thinking says, well, if only you had a relationship, you would be good enough. I mean, this idea of security is basically saying I'm enough. Well, you could say you're enough now. Yeah, people are going to have their thoughts and thinking about you. And it doesn't matter. Unless you let it matter. And as I've shared many times, the scripture that says, and we heeded them not. Best advice ever. You know, people are sitting up in this tower mocking everybody. And they're like, and we heeded them not. We didn't pay them attention. We didn't give them the time of day. I can't control the world around me, but I can control me. And I got to tell you guys, when you start getting in love with your life and in love with you, I'm not saying to the point that you're sitting there looking at in the mirror every 4 seconds, but I am saying that you stop paying so much attention to what you think other people think about you. And many of the times you could be wrong. Every time that thought comes up in your head that if only I had a relationship, I'd be happy. That's the illusion of emotional security. Because I know plenty of people in relationships, they ain't happy. I know plenty of people, they pretend to be happy. They have political marriages. But I'm able to see, hey, this is not it. This is not working. Now, I'm really hesitant. I had to say something like that the other day to somebody, and I was very hesitant to say it. Because that's between somebody else. But there's so many people, like, I've used this example plenty of times, but I joke about when I was up at BYU and, you know, you were in a grocery store and down one aisle, you see this couple that is all over each other, like way too much in a grocery store that just are newlyweds. And you start thinking, oh my goodness, I wish somebody loved me like that. And then you go to the next aisle and it's that same couple a few years later. They got a couple kids hanging on their arm. They're screaming at each other, like, ah, why don't you get, you know, whatever. But I think I just said it right there. Emotional security is wanting somebody to love us. When we can't control that, why would I make my life, why would I base anything in my life about that? I mean, the only person that has a perfect love for me is my loving Heavenly Father and Savior. I don't have a perfect love for anybody. I get it. All of us want to have somebody that loves us in our life. But we can't control that. And the more pressure you put on trying to get somebody to love and appreciate you, the more it's not going to work. You have to choose you first. What I see now is I could have chosen myself all along. I could have spent all those nights when I didn't have anybody to hang out with, by myself, working on projects that I want or doing things that I love to do. I want you to know that if you feel alone, your Heavenly Father and your Savior Jesus Christ love you. I want you to know there's nothing you can do to change that. And I want you to also know the more that you look for love or even connection or any like admiration or even like forms of types of love, you're going to find it in all the wrong places. There are plenty of people desperate enough to also find somebody to make them feel emotionally secure. True emotional security is not really caring about all the thoughts that come through your head about how you're great or you're awesome or even how you're awful. Could you imagine if you stopped carrying this idea of I have to have emotional security before I move on with my life? I mean, that was me for years. I literally did not want to make any money before I got married. I don't know why that makes any sense now, but that really looked real to me. I wanted to wait and I wanted to build my empire with my spouse. Why? I had it totally backwards. I love what one of my friends once said. He said, you know, go work really hard towards your goals and look to the left and right and see who's there. If you want somebody that's doing big things in the world, then you probably got to be up to big things as well. Not always. It's not just about that. But you know, like Taylor Swift, she was not the most popular girl in high school. She talked about how people were actually mean to her. Now, she probably has millions and millions of people that would love to be her friend in real life. What their motives and intentions are, I have no idea. But they would definitely love to be with her. I mean, even that, we don't just want somebody in our life. We want somebody that cares about us and loves us. This is one of the things that some of those guys do struggle with, like Taylor Swift, for example, is worrying once you get so big and have so much money if somebody actually cares about you or if they care about your bank account. I know people in those situations that have mentioned things like that. I don't want somebody just to marry me for my bank account. I want someone that loves me for me. But until that happens, I'm going to love me for me. And anything that you do, like you can have overthinking about it. what I would love for you to see is, you know, there's a song by Styx called The Grand Illusion. I'm going to read you some of these lyrics. We'll see how many I read. This is by Styx. Welcome to the Grand Illusion. Come on in and see what's happening. Pay the price. Get your tickets for the show. The stage is set. The band starts playing. Suddenly, your heart is pounding, wishing secretly you were a star. But don't be fooled by the radio, the TV, or the magazines. Show you photographs of how your life should be. They're just someone else's fantasy. So if you think your life is complete confusion, because you never win the game, just remember that it's a grand illusion. And deep inside, we're all the same. See, so if you think your life is complete confusion, because your neighbor's got it made, just remember that it's a grand illusion. And deep inside, we're all the same. America spells competition. Join us in our blind ambition. Get yourself a brand new motor car. Someday, soon, we'll start to ponder, what on earth's this spell we're under? We made the grade and still we wonder who we are. Wait. So what did that last part say? He said, even though we've made it, we still wonder who we are. I love something Jim Carrey said. He said, I wish that everybody could get everything they wanted in life so they realize that's not the answer. And the same form, along with emotional security, you talk to somebody. Go talk to somebody that has their dream girl, that you're, or even your dream girl, and say, hey, like, and if they're honest with you, they'll say, hey, it's not. Like, there's challenges, there's struggles, there's trials. Everything is a double-edged sword. Being single, yeah, you don't have anyone around. You also have a lot more time on your hands. But everything is an illusion. It really is. You know, people think that the grass is greener on the other side. No, the grass is greener where you water it. And if the grass is greener, plenty of times it's fake. The people that you look up to, the people that you look around. I mean, you know, even using the example of like celebrities, many of them, they come out and perform. And then they're so frustrated and upset with their life that they go do drugs and alcohol and all kinds of other things just to feel a sense of peace. Where does true emotional security come? It comes from the peace that only Heavenly Father can provide. How can I live my life? How can I honestly be decently happy where I'm at? When I don't have some of the things in my life that I want and that some would say are really good things, like moving on in life and being married. It's because I have the peace of Heavenly Father says, Joseph, you're where I want you. Guys, if I didn't have that, I couldn't do what I do. I couldn't find happiness and joy in my life. I think sometimes people are so spun out of their heads of what they think is going to make them happy, or they think they're doing the right things. If you're doing the right thing, if you think you're doing the right things, but every step you take feels awful, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say you're not doing the right things. Now, that's not for you to scour. Like, there's plenty of people that start paths or other things that they feel like they have to do. If it doesn't feel peaceful, it doesn't feel joyful, that is not the Spirit saying, go this direction. That is not the Spirit confirming the decision. It's like, I know and feel peace, for example, about the things I talked last week, of the certain goals that I'm working on. And I'm throwing myself into those and I'm loving them. If you would go to Heavenly Father, and say, Heavenly Father, I just want to feel peace. There's a lot going on right now in my life, but I just want to feel peace and a little bit of guidance and a little bit of direction. Would thou please give it to me? He will. And there is a no greater feeling, no greater gift that you can receive from Heavenly Father than peace. I would also say, if you have, don't stick around with anybody for emotional security. Because what you're preventing by staying in that secure place is taking the risk to find the person that's going to make you happier. I'm not here telling you to go get a divorce if you're listening to this. I'm not even telling you to break up with, you know, a relationship. But what I am saying is, if it's not working for you, inquire of the Lord. And He will direct you to what's right for you. It's best for you to get out of a relationship. Or He will give you reassurances in a way that is only for you, that you don't have to share with anyone else. That you're doing the right thing. I know I've never met many of you, except for the people that I've seen on my Ask Me Anything call. But I want you to know that I really do care about each of you. You are loved, you are cared for. And if you will just move in the direction of your goal and go to the Lord and ask Him and say, hey, I'm not feeling peace. Just being real, I mean, that's the only place I found my peace. Now, if you're listening to this and aren't even religious, I'm like, you get to believe whatever you believe. And I will still say that the only peace that passes all understanding is the peace that comes from Heavenly Father. Because sometimes life's hard and I can't see what's around the mountain, but the Lord can. He knows exactly what He's doing. He's helping you, He's learning, He's growing, He's all these things. If you will trust Him enough to stay your course, you know, and I love the quote by Will Rogers that says, even if you're on the right track, if you're just sitting there, you're going to get run over. Get up. Get back on your feet. Like, there's another song by Styx. I think this one might describe even more accurately how many single people feel in the world. You see the world through your cynical eyes. This is called Fooling Yourself by Styx as well. You're a troubled young man, I can tell. I'll start over. You see the world through your cynical eyes. You're a troubled young man, I can tell. You got it all in the palm of your hand. But your hand's wet with sweat and your head needs a rest. Every one of you that has so many thoughts going through your head, you just need a rest. If your head is running amok, like the other day, I was trying to write to a potential client this email with the different packages I had to offer. And the email just wasn't coming. And I finally just said, forget it. Which was smart. And the next morning I woke up and wrote it. It just wasn't coming. I was so spun up in my head that your head just needs a rest. As I mentioned before, I was working really hard on these goals. And the other night it was like, hey, dude, you're done. You're done for the night. Go watch an episode of Seinfeld and go write in your journal and call it a night. The song goes on and says, and you're fooling yourself if you don't believe it. You're kidding yourself if you don't believe it. You're kidding yourself if you don't believe you got it all in the palm of your hand. Goes on, why must you be such an angry young man when your future looks quite bright to me? And how can there be such a sinister plan that could hide such a lamb, such a caring young man? You're fooling yourself if you don't believe it. You're killing yourself if you don't believe it. Get up! Get up! Get back on your feet! You're the one they can't beat, and you know it. sometimes I can be very direct with my clients. Now, keep in mind, I've built pretty strong rapport, but I have one that because of, you know, certain conditions, that he's not able to go after the goal that he really wants to go after for a while. And I've been seeing him kind of mope a little bit, right? And I finally told him, like, dude, like, when are you going to stop whining and get up off your feet and go do something else? Yes, I understand. You can't do this thing right now. Now, some of you guys might think that's super harsh, but it actually opened up a pretty awesome discussion. My job is not to coddle my clients. My job is to help them get where they want to be. And if there's a roadblock that literally they can't go a direction, why are we going to waste any time thinking about that and worrying about that? The sooner you pick a different direction, if your direction isn't working out, the happier you're going to be. So again, get up, get back on your feet. You're the one they can't beat, and you know it. There are some things that you can do so much better than other people. Go do those. I really would, guys. I would invite you, first of all, to find the peace the Heavenly Father gives, and then get back to your emotional security. Get back to you living your life, you doing the things that you love to do, and not worrying about what anyone else is doing with their life. You can't control when you're getting married. You can influence it, but you cannot control it. Why would you let yourself be so held in anguish until you have this? Or why would you hold on to a relationship that isn't what you want, preventing yourself from having the right person come in your life? So I want to come back to what I started with today, though. The peace of the Lord passes all understanding. There is no way that I could do some of the things that I do, almost anything that I do, without that peace. I would invite you to go and talk to God. And make sure you're on the right page with Him. And make sure you have that wonderful peace of mind that only He can give. He gives direction, He gives guidance, He gives all of that. And then get so invested in your own life, your own projects, and all the really cool things that you want to do, that when the time does come that you see someone else also doing really cool things on their path, you both kind of look at each other, look across, be like, man, she's cute. And she's like, man, he's cute. But dude, my life is so awesome right now. Do I really want to bring anyone else into that? That's where I want your lives to be. That is the purpose of this podcast. So that you love and enjoy your life while you're single. You know, there's another song that comes to my mind that's called You're Gonna Miss This. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. Even when you're married, you're going to be like, oh, dude, if only I would have just gone and done all these cool things as a single person. Guys, I'm starting to live my life. I want you to know that. I have stopped putting my life on hold. I've thrown myself into my goals. I'm starting to travel more, you know, a lot more for coaching trainings and work and stuff like that. But I'm also making those experiences awesome. I want to give you the permission, like we did last week, to start breaking through the boundaries of your possibilities. And if you haven't listened to that episode, you might want to go back and listen to that one too. That was awesome. But you're going to miss this. So the things that you want to do, go do them. The Lord will lead and guide and direct you how to do them. You just got to take the steps. And even set those goals that you're like, this would be awesome. And then throw all of your time and energy and attention into the life that you love. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back. And go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down. And, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co, and in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form, fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.